Shalom lachem, toda shatem itzot.
Hello and thanks for joining us on the New Life Show with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. And today we'd like to talk about man's place in the eco-balance. The corona has given us a new perspective about our relationship, mankind's relationship with nature, with other living beings. We see different new phenomena, viruses, negative effects, also a few positive effects. We see a change in the relationship in the ecological system that we forgot that man is a part of. So I would like to ask about man's correct place in the ecosystem. Would it be correct to look at man as the most developed creature in nature? According to the forces that we have received from nature, yes. Exalted from nature. In terms of the still vegetative and animate, man is on the highest level in terms of the power that he has, not the way he uses it, and potentially, you mean? Yes. The rest of the levels, the still, the vegetative, and the animate, they are on a lesser degree than man, but are using their forces instinctively, meaning they do not consume from nature more than what their body, what their desire demands. And in that, each of them becomes a necessary part of the system of nature. Whereas man, who's engaged in everything, who's an egoist, this excessive egoistic desire that he has that transcends the animate level, that turns him into the speaking degree. He wants to destroy everything, to control everything, and therefore, he is the destructive part in nature. This is exactly my next question. Would it be correct for a person to, for man to look at himself as the ruler of nature or just as another creature in nature, equal among equals? No. Man has to be more than everyone, but and has to control everyone, but by the power of good, like a wise mother, like a wise, good-hearted mother toward her children. Can you give me an example? Because the lesson is very clear. A mom, she's also in control, she rules, but her love makes it advance the children. By being in control, she serves. By serving, she is in control. And man wants only to rule. Does man have to add this motive of serving? You see what we need in our entrance into nature. The only thing that we have is crude power, controlling everything, not taking into account nothing that's around us. We're destroying everything. There's no greater destructive force in the world, or the only destructive force in the world that exists are human beings, and all of our problems are because we're really sticking our hands into nature without understanding or wanting to be in balance with it. If man serve nature, this is the final preferred outcome from our development, and eventually we'll come to this in a good or in a bad way. How will we serve? A mother gives her children food, serves, takes care of all of their needs, even things that they don't know that they need. The mom feels, gives, takes care. How can humanity serve nature? The human species can correct themselves, and by correcting themselves, they introduce this good attitude that's between them into all parts of nature where a wolf dwells with the lamb. This correction that man or humanity, that by correcting themselves, they could bring something good into nature. What do we have to correct? Man's attitude, not to think about himself, but to think about everyone together. And this should be expressed in what system between people, between people and other creatures in nature, between everything. But if people do it between themselves, then by that they correct all the rest of the stages, degrees beneath it, beneath them, beneath man. Our attitude toward the animate, vegetative, and still levels. How can humanity correctly fit into the eco-realm? Man has to complete ecology in this one big sphere. What do you mean? Man has to understand that nature is global and integral, and that man has to relate to nature that way too. And by treating nature this way, he causes a general and integral correction of all of nature, including mankind. Some say that man should look at everything around him, still vegetative and animate, that everything was created for him, that nature created everything for him because man is the most developed creature. A different point of view says that this is super egocentric, exploitative, condescending, putting man as the exalted creature that causes him later on to destroy everything else. How should we correctly look at our status and our relationship with the rest of nature? First of all, see our status, and then decide. If we examine our status, then, as a result, we see how much we're destroying everything, how much harm we're causing to everything. And the fact is that for the past 2 months, we barely went into nature, we didn't go to work, and nature started coming alive. Really? I was happy to see the wolves in the parks walking around. And we didn't see any bad thing happening to us from the still vegetative and animate nature towards human beings. Why didn't some wolf eat a human being or something? They didn't even eat chicken or anything. Chickens. Why not? Just think about it. Also, we, by this attitude of ours toward nature, caused them to have a more balanced attitude toward nature. Even fish at sea, dolphins, everything changed. Look at what a destructive force we really are. Does it mean that we can flip the coin, meaning that if, in general, the way man's destructive toward nature, toward others, if we decrease our destructiveness just a bit, does it mean that we will not see any destruction in nature at all? We will see no destruction in any way, at all. I'm telling you. A fly will not sit on your dish, on your plate. Really, seriously. I'm serious, because I feel it. I see it. What do you feel? That we are activating, operating all the bad and unpleasant forces. We. If I relate to nature nicely, why should that happen to me? I don't know. It's a question. I don't know why the fly comes to my plate. There's food. The window's open. He's hungry? No. shouldn't be at your expense. Without your desire to feed it, it could not sit on your plate. So there's a startup here. It's revolutionary. You're saying that any unpleasant phenomenon, not only unpleasant, all phenomena in nature, good and bad, they are all a result of man's thought, of man's attitude. Of man's attitude toward nature, toward the world. Man's attitude toward the world causes everything he sees around him in nature, including that fly that sits on your plate. So, what can man change in his attitude toward the world so that the unpleasant things will disappear? Man needs for his unpleasant phenomena to disappear. What unpleasant phenomena of his have to disappear? The ego? And how would you define the ego exactly? Thinking about yourself more than you think about others. By that, a person invites bad things into his life? Yeah? But why? It's natural to think about myself. This is how nature created me. This is the most natural thing. True, but there's nothing worse. Because we are living in an integral system. It's a sphere. We're all interconnected, and we all have to care for everyone else. And if it doesn't work that way, we suffer. Where in nature, even though that I'm not really an expert in science, but where did you see a creature caring for another creature? Every animal cares for itself. True. So why are we demanded to do something supernatural, care for someone who's not myself? This is the most instinctive thing, to care for myself. True. But the problem is that by caring only for ourselves, this is a result of our evil inclination. So the problem is that by that, we give all of nature a bad force. We're projecting onto all of nature using the bad egoistic force, and this is why a wolf devours the sheep and different other things where we fight and everything that we see, in short. I don't understand. The most natural thing in the world that we eat each other, and as a result, you have life. You mentioned the evil inclination. What's bad about it? What's evil here? It's not bad that I'm doing it. What's bad is that I'm doing it not in order to enliven myself, but in order to rule, control. In many flocks, packs of animal, there's the alpha male. Everyone wants to be the alpha male. Only one can. Who? The chosen one. So that, you know, they'll multiply in the best possible way. It's a natural inclination to be number one. True, but eventually everyone accepts him because he is necessary in the group. Okay, and what about us people? We disagree that there is someone. We moved on from those times where we were animals, and I don't know, in the past 500 years or even more, I think that it's from the times of Rome that humanity started coming out of this. You have no more Caesars. Today, altogether, who's president? I don't even know him. So what are we missing here? Where is our mistake? We are not reading nature correctly. We don't know how to reach a balance with nature. It's something that we have to learn. We have to learn how to do it. That's why we have to overcome our ego in order to see how things are arranged in a good, nice way, because nature is around. Everything's in balance and harmony. Everything's integral, interconnected. And the more we advance, the further away we grow from one another. And no one feels good as a result, and we have to think, what's going to happen? You're talking about balance with nature, and you're saying that we don't exactly know how to reach this. If I look at what's happening in my neighborhood, for example, or even in the building that I live in, I see that in the past years, every year, there's a new garbage can, another garbage can. Now, when you go down and you want to throw something away, you have a green garbage can, blue garbage can, orange garbage can for different things. There's a place where you can throw the clothes that you don't need. Here you throw bottles. There you throw plastic. Sometimes you're confused because of all the recycling, where to recycle what. Why am I telling you about this? 10 years ago, there was nothing. There was one garbage can. That was that. We became more aware. We started recycling. Are we more advancing toward balance with nature? That we better learn how to be more balanced with nature? It's not that our awareness grew. It's that we make more garbage. We're making more garbage. Today you have lots of garbage. Obviously, today I have lots of garbage, but I'm saying that we're more aware of the need to recycle. Then, of course, that by this it's because we have no choice. Otherwise, you'll bury yourself under all this garbage. And this way, you reach a state, like in developed countries, where all of this garbage is being recycled. And so you harm ecology less. Good, so we learned one thing. In your opinion, what do we have to add in order to advance toward being more balanced with nature? What man needs is a feeling that he's living in a round circle where everyone's interdependent. And by behaving in a good and nice way toward all other people, and also the still, the vegetative, and the animate, all in all, he brings to the balance of the general system. And then it comes back to him, giving him health, peace, everything. You just said, first of all, we should behave nicely, relate nicely to other people. Will this add to our balance in the system of nature, seemingly? You know, we close it between us. Between people and nature, no. The fact that you treat people nicely also forces you to treat the still vegetative and the animate nicely, favorably. Why? Because we live in it. Under us, there is, you know, Earth, the still degree, with its volcanoes and plenty of things that we barely survive on this small crust that's about to explode. Around us is the vegetative world, without which we would have had no air. Afterwards, in the vegetative, the animate world, were it not for the vegetative, the animate couldn't develop. And we human beings, that the speaking degree that controls the animate degree, we, by our ego, want to destroy everything. We have to relate to this entire system, to treat it, this nature, as a single ball. Everything's integral, everything's interdependent, and only a good attitude toward everything, and especially toward other people, will give us a good life. Otherwise, we won't survive. You see, the planet, it's gradually... being destroyed. Why don't we stop ourselves? Because we can't. There's our ego that's more important than death. Where does the thin line? I'll rephrase. How can we know what should we take from the planet and that we don't destroy it? Where's the balance? Basic needs for us to live like any other animal. Our life on Earth has to be like the life of any other animal, that I live only in order to survive, to exist, not needing 1,000 different kinds of cheese, but to live only in order to survive, to live my physiological life. Everything else I have to invest into my spiritual life. What does it mean to invest into my spiritual life? Into my spiritual advancement through the good attitude of people toward each other. We have to develop the human spirit, that's what you're saying, new relations between people, yeah? But previously I heard you say that we have to live like other animals, animals according to our animate level, because each of us is included of two creatures, an animate creature and a speaking creature, the animal and the human being. In terms of the animate body, I have to live like any other animal, not in a cave or under a bush, but that I give my body what it needs, its basic needs, and no more. And I don't use my brain and all my resources in order to take more from nature than my body as an animate being needs. And besides that, I have to develop my spiritual life. And in my spiritual life, I have to give myself all the necessary development just to come out of the limitations and restrictions of the ego and really fly in the sky, so to speak. We've invented airplanes. We are flying. Unfortunately, we also have missiles. When you say to fly in the sky, what do you mean? Above our ego, to attain a different spiritual kind of life in the connection between us. What kind of life is that? It is a life that is above the nature of the still vegetative and the animate. It is of the nature of this world, which is the nature of this world. And this is how we have to find ourselves. What is the first step toward that kind of life? Because we have a spiritual kind of life. There's culture, there's music, there's science. Human spirit is far beyond the life of an animal. What is this additional thing that you're talking about that we have to introduce into our life on this new relation, in these new relationships that you call spiritual? In the relations between us, we have to determine a good attitude toward one another as one man and one heart. If we don't do that, we won't be able to exist because we're developing only in our ego. And unless we balance it out by a good attitude, not to destroy our ego, but balance it out by a good attitude, by good relations, we won't be able to exist. This is how nature is made, and we have to build it and keep it. So, if we don't have to destroy the ego, what do we have to add? Mutual support in order to be above the ego and in order to use it in a good and nice way. To mutually support everyone has to support everyone else. We use our ego to everyone's benefit. And the others come first. This is supernatural, what you're saying. For others to will have to come to this. Are there other creatures in nature that act this way, that care for the benefit of the other before they care for their own benefit? No. Then why is man demanded to do that? Because he has an ego. And to correctly balance out the ego, this is what he has to do, to care for others before he cares for himself. What will this give a person? What will this give a person to care for others before I think about myself? It will give a person a whole eternal and complete life on the level of the global and integral nature that's called godliness. This sounds very new and familiar. Great. Still up ahead. We have 1 minute left. In the beginning of our talk, you said that if a person will correct his perception, his behavior, suddenly all of nature will thrive. If man will develop this ability to think about others before he thinks about himself, what will it do to the system of nature that we live in? Everything that we see in nature are forms corrupted by man, both in the still, volcanoes, different things, outbursts, tsunamis, explosions in space, stars exploding, so on. It's all done by man, by his attitude toward nature. And also, in relation to the vegetative and the animate, if between us we build good relations, we will cause a general balance of the entire universe, and then we will feel what we call heaven. Dr. Lightman, we're with you. Please, I wish you all the best. Thank you very much. Unfortunately, our time's up. Till next time, all the best.